awakening, feeling yourself be turned over, face down. She rises above you, looming. There's a faint scent of clove and citrus which you're convinced is some pheromone that hangs off the crew. As she rises above you, the first mate stretches and yawns. The start of another day. No better way to wake up. When she says that, she reaches down, applies some lubricating oil to your rear, begins teasing around your hole. Your body feels sluggish, sedate. You wonder at the cause, but inhale deeply. Her arousal in the air behind everything else. She slowly lines up and slides the very tip against your hole, gripping your wrists, leaning down, applying weight to your whole body, feeling the throb of cock pressed to your hole, keeping you pinned down, keeping you ready to be filled up. Any thrust, any movement will cause the well-lubricated, slicked, desperate entrance to you to cover, to coat, to encapsulate, to welcome, to beg it inside. Your body comfortable, warm, but throbbing. You feel it. You feel the heat. A heat that's only going to spread. The longer you're there, getting ready to get spread, impaled, taught a lesson or two about the length of that cock slipping in and out, voice in your ear purring, this is what you deserve, you've earned it, you've been good, you've been patient, you've been waiting for this, and every second it's inside you, it's going to be affecting you, more on that later. You just think about what's about to slip in and out. I'm going to make myself right at home in you. Lowering weight, applying pressure, keeping you pinned to the bed as the tip slips within. As you feel the moment of entry, the flared head parting your cheeks, body against you, tits against your back, body laying down, but hips raised to keep the cock from slipping in all the way, just the very tip. And you're already hungry for it. You're already desperate for it. You already want it more than you thought you could. You've been craving it, been thinking about it, and now, mounting you, filling you, preparing to slide it inside, your desperation is obvious. And you've just got to live with knowing that the longer you're exposed and the more inches that slip inside, the more affected the rest of your day is going to be. A few days, in fact. All it takes to dose you up on this length is to slip it inside, let you detect, feel that weight upon you. Hear whispering in your ear, purring in your ear, the sweet promise of what's going to happen. You crave my cock. You want it deep inside you. You want to lick, suck, taste, surrender to it as well. Every exposure to it. Sure, you could try to push it out of your mind, but you wouldn't anyway. And even if you tried, even in moments where you do focus and do other things, the fact that you've been filled like this another inch inside, the fact that you've throbbed and wrapped around it, that you have felt so dragged down to and identified with your body, that's right. You're in the moment and in your body when you're covered so heavily, pinned so thoroughly, fucked and filled. When that length is sliding inch by inch inside, you are in that place. And even if your thoughts wander, you're still someone who's thinking about some random minutia from your day. While my cock is inside, buried inside, while you are stretched and full, while you are throbbing, your options are changed and constrained. Anything you do, if you grip at the covers, if you tune everything out, if you close your eyes, you're someone closing their eyes while they're full of my cock. Someone gripping and scrabbling at the covers while full of my cock, reshaping and defining you, pushing, pushing more of it inside to stretch. much well lubricated so it slides in so easy. In your mind, you may think to clench for a moment, but that only increases the pleasure so much that you spasm, you shudder, you might even come, and then your body will surely relax, and then the whole thing will surely end up inside. Buried deep, laying atop you, pinning you down, until it's as deep as possible, hilted within. And then I'll say, feels nice and comfortable here. Squeeze your ass, and if I slap it, you'll squeeze down. And then you're helping to keep me hard. And then, if you grip the covers, or close your eyes, or think about somewhere else, if you think of a calming field, if you think of a peaceful other place, trying for a moment to push back the arousal so you can maybe keep from shamelessly coming just from having my cock inside, you'll be someone who's thinking of a peaceful other place with my cock buried and warmed inside. You'll be someone clenching at the covers while you clench down on my length. You'll be someone making me hard and keeping me that way. Easy reminders that flow into your brain. Thoughts that fill and fulfill. You will have the memory of being spread, filled, fulfilled, trained to ache for it, and you will be reminded that no matter how much you try to just be someone who is shy and retiring and pulling away from pleasure, the actual nature of your body, your thoughts, of your will, is to push back against it, to take me inside. And all I need to do to provoke that tendency is to remind you that words can also overpower. Sure, I'll pin your wrists, I'll cover your body, I'll cage you with my thighs, keep you pinned while my cock is inside, but your brain is just as easily talked into submitting, talked into losing. What you adore is the struggle. But the struggle is futile because the words and thoughts and fantasies form as readily in your brain as the plan to execute them does in mine. And I'm churning, getting ready to come and fill you, getting ready to climax inside you. My cock will expand and throb, and you'll squeeze and welcome it. And if you're someone shutting their eyes, or twitching, or squirming, all those actions get a little extra modifier. That you're someone squeezing your eyes shut, twitching, squirming, gripping the blankets. That you're someone whimpering, no, I don't want to come yet. That these thoughts crowd up in a mind defined by the fact that you're impaled on my length, and that you're begging for it, rubbing back against it, that every moment of our fun, you're actually remembering, thinking about, hearkening back to the last time, and next time you'll be hearkening back to this time, that you are building a chain, unbreakable, overpowering, a chain that brings you to lose your own adoring struggle, obsessing over the way it feels to have me inside, obsessing over the fact that right now you are not just you laying there waiting to take me, you're you laying there stuffed full of me, and the difference between the former and the latter is so defining, so mind-melting. You are stuck imminent in the moment where your body acknowledges it is stretched and full, and being filled with me makes you feel a certain way toward me, makes you obsess a certain way about me. It's just the way you are. When you are filled and you are stretched and you are imminently aware of your body, your every memory, thought, and emotion is colored by, and I'm a cock warmer, and I am a sleeve around that length, and I am stuffed filled, trained deep, and adoringly obsessed with that length that fills, that spreads, that increasingly, familiarly, easily slides into place. If you let yourself get turned on too much, if you hold back, if you try to hold back from coming, you just end up exhausting the muscles that are capable of keeping you from doing so. So you end up climaxing. You end up wrapped around my cock, keeping it hard inside of you, as I barely have to move it, as all I have to do is clench the muscles that make it swell a bit firmer, stand a bit stronger. All I need to do to provoke you to exhaust the very resistance to climax you think you can muster against this orgasmic delight is to squeeze and throb and stay hilted deep inside. Because you tell yourself, surely she's going to pull out. Surely she's going to slide out of me in a moment. Surely there will be something other than this interminable, hot, deep, spreading, all-consuming, memory-tainting, mind-flooding yes of the moment. But when that moment doesn't come, you've exhausted all your energy that you might have used to avoid coming. In fact, again and again, the author of your own fate, like always, pumping and throbbing deep inside, filling and pinning, constant. You're under me, and I'm going to keep you there. Just as surely as I pour these words in again and again, so the memory of having me deep inside, hilted inside you, making you obsess over how different you feel when your every memory of a moment is tainted and colorized by you are filled with my cock. I'm holding it inside of you, using you as a receptacle, laying down. I could take a nap here, and you would barely be able to think until the moment I became anything other than rock hard inside. And the moment my attention was off you, you'd be desperately, mewlingly clenching your ass. If you heard me drift off, still rock hard, throbbing within, you would just clench your ass to work me, to keep me hard. Because if there's no pretense, if there's no pretending, if there's no imagining, if it's just you, pleasure-seeking, hedonistic, mindless, obsessed over my cock, you're gonna squeeze and milk it and get it hard all on your own. That's just the nature of you. And because that's what you would do if I weren't paying close attention to you, it's something you're eventually going to do when your ability to consciously resist a pleasure that you want exhausts itself. That's the thing. Muscles and minds can equally and both get exhausted. And when it happens at the same time, and when you acknowledge it's just because I'm keeping my hard cock deep inside you and reminding you what it's here for, to take you and break you and make you obsess and dedicate and devote. When you acknowledge that, things inside of you that get in the way of it tend to break all on their own, because losing has its own attraction after the struggle's done, and I'm throbbing within, and I'm keeping you pinned, and you're adoringly, dedicatedly mine. And if you try to think back to this moment in the future, you're just going to find that the color, the flavor, the sensation of my hot cock throbbing inside you, dripping inside you, keeping you spread, fulfilling you thoroughly and completely, that is on your mind. That is in your memory. There's a modifier, a tag, a little anchor, a bookmark on this passage of your life story which says, and her cock was inside me and I was unable to resist it. And her cock throbbed within and I surrendered. And that little codicil, that little extra paragraph, is something I can stick into your timeline anytime I want. Because you're going to mule for it, you're going to beg for it, you might keep it subtle. But if you bend down and spread yourself, if you whimper, if you nap nude, with your ass exposed, with your hips raised, with your body on display, I'm going to slide inside and make you feel what you crave. And you're only going to crave it more because when you interpret your personal narrative and go backwards, there's all those times you were muling for my cock even when it wasn't there. So when it was, you're going to cherish it. You want to be grateful for what you're already obsessed over, what you're already broken by in a pleasurable way. You know what you are. You know what happens to you when you're just this full, this stretched, and this much mine. And at least in that moment, it's true. Your body is completely mine, completely, deeply craving more. Push this length inside you, keep you nice and spread, reach around and grip your cock, keep it between my fingers, and then just grab hard, make you feel the squeeze, rubbing my palm against your balls, pressing firm, reminding you how pent up you are, and how it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. If I'm inside of you, keeping you spread, and your cock is practically ready to squirt from the moment I hilt and then grip it, then really I'm just fucking through you. I might as well be wrapping my hand around my own cock, except I've got this efficient machine of you. I'm lodged deep inside, you're wrapped around me, and when I jerk your length, you might climax, or you might just squeeze and clamp, or you might squirm, rubbing back against me, meaning to or not, or you might cry out. Or I can bury my face in the back of your neck and just growl in your ear and make you feel me throbbing. And every now and then, to punctuate, to emphasize the memory, I'm going to pull out and I'm going to thrust right back in. And I'm going to watch your reaction, study it, look for points of failure in your muscular resistance, look for points of mental unfocus or weakness in the moment, and give you something to obsess about, purr out what I'll do next, slap your ass and make you throb, while I bury myself within once more, in and out, well lubed, adding lube when needed, keeping you just in place, and your cock in my hand, jerked, rubbed, slapped, given the full, pleasurable treatment while I'm within, fucking through you, sending shockwaves through you, or staying inside and in that fullness you feel? Your dick also feels completely flooded and filled with me, like I'm filling it out from the inside, making it throb, making it impossibly engorged by my presence within and above. You can squirm, you can moan, but all you're going to end up doing in the end is blushing, coloring your cheeks, burying yourself face down in the bed. And maybe I'll reach around, put my underwear there for you to rub your face into, push you face down, remind you that you're always obsessing over and craving this length anyway. And then while it's inside, you might as well fantasize a bit later. When, bored or tired or just needing to focus during my work, I'll call you over. And I'll have you serve. Have you kneel. Have you open your mouth. Accept me inside. So get used to it. Get used to my length. Get used to the memory, firm as it can be. Get used to obsession and training. Get used to the conditioning that's always going on, whether I'm in you or not, because you're thinking about the next time, when you masturbate, when you dream. It's always ambient, and it's always working, and it's always so completely you there. Throb around me. Make me feel it. Clench your ass when you're walking around. Train your pelvic floor muscles so I can feel it more when you're hilted on me and I'm just relaxing with you stretched around, using you more as a toy that goes over my cock than as a thinking, independent you, pleasurably growling out my desire and adding the slapping, disciplined command, telling you to take this position or that, always with the promise that I will leave a mark upon you that will tease, titillate, torment. Are you really that capable of rewiring the way that your brain sees incentives? Are you really capable of convincing yourself that you don't crave my cock in any given moment? That's up to you. That's between you and your impulses and your drives, but you're already drooling and begging for it, even if you don't admit it out loud. And if you do, well, it's a lot harder to countermand the demands of your own cock that comes spilling out of your mouth. That is, to momentarily convince yourself that you don't really want to come helplessly under my cock in a given moment. If you've whimpered that you do, you're the one who has to deal with the fact that you're craving it, that you're begging for it. That, if I instructed you to, you'd be murmuring, whimpering stories of your own obedience, your own obsession to this length that's training you, this voice that's conditioning you, my body above you, feel me. My muscles against you, holding you. This is where you belong. And the fun is seeing you squirm, deny it, blush, admit it, and climax until thinking isn't your problem. Just following wherever my hard length, the memory of its stretch, my words in your ear, the taste of me in your mouth, wherever this and more may lead. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling what my cock does to you when it's in you for too long? You craved this, you were thinking about it. Here, lift you up on my lap, grab you under your thighs, lift and drop. Anyone who came in could see. Lift and drop. Are you going to be walking around on the deck all day, turned on? I know I will. Lift and drop. You're bottoming out on me. You're so tight. Yes. All day. And when I get hard, you're going to take care of it. That's on your duty list for today. Up, down, up, down, riding, writhing, squeezing, slick. You like it? You like it. You love it. Maybe I'll come do this every time I got morning wood. You feel that? Feel the thrusts? Yeah, I can do a lot more if I'm lifting, dropping you. Feel it. I'm getting there. Oh, my balls are tight. Yeah. Feel it bulking up. Feel it swelling. Veins are getting big. I'm brushing against something. Oh, you gonna come? You gonna milk me? You gonna help get it out? Oh, coming. Oh, take my seed. Take it. blast after blast sticking. Maybe when I'm done, I'll plug you up and I'm gonna stay in as long as I want. Keep you plugged, make you remember this. Oh, keep my cock inside. Hold on tight, clench down, lock it in there. Yeah, yeah, good, good. Oh, full of me. You're swelling up with it. You're so stuffed. And you're just gonna have to deal with the after effects. You're gonna get another load, but next time I think I'll use your mouth. Here, suck my fingers. Taste. The taste of you on them. There you go. Good. Keep squeezing like that, and I'll make this position permanent. You'll be in my bed instead of your quarters. You want that, you better train that ass. Clench tight. Take it. Love it. Yeah.